Good morning. This is Kate Olson from the Cass County Office of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach with your Extension Report on this Wednesday morning. Our rains this week bring to mind spring showers and bring to mind the beginning of gardening season. One of the important things that gardeners can do this time of year to prepare for the spring and summer growing season is pruning raspberries. ISU horticulturists recommend pruning raspberries properly to obtain maximum yields by increasing berry sizes. There are several different types of raspberries, and each one needs to be pruned just a little bit differently. If you have fall-bearing red raspberries, which would include proper varieties such as Heritage, Red Wing, Carolyn, and Autumn Bliss, fall-bearing red raspberries will naturally produce two crops. One will be produced in summer, on growth from the previous year, and a second crop will be produced in late summer or early fall at the tips of the current year's growth. There are two different options for pruning fall-bearing red raspberries. Pruning can be done anytime through the month of March or into early April. One option when pruning the fall-bearing red raspberry varieties is to prune out all weak, diseased, and damaged canes to the ground level. You would leave the most vigorous and largest canes and then cut back the tips of those canes, removing approximately the upper third of the canes. Pruning using this option will provide two crops during the year. Your second option for pruning fall-bearing red raspberry varieties is to prune back all canes to the ground level in late winter or early spring, right about now, anytime through the month of March. This pruning option will produce a single crop in late summer or early fall and eliminate the early summer crop. While only one crop is produced using this method, the total yield will actually be larger than the two-crop system. So it depends if you want to eat fresh raspberries off the bush for most of the summer, or if you prefer to have them all at once and do quite a bit of canning. Another consideration when pruning red raspberries is that they usually sucker profusely from the roots. To prevent your raspberry planting from becoming a wide, unmanageable thicket, try to confine them to a 1 to 2 foot wide hedgerow. Any shoots growing beyond this width should be destroyed using a spade or rototiller. Red raspberry varieties also come in a summer-bearing variety. Summer-bearing red raspberries will produce a single crop in the summer. Some popular varieties of summer-bearing red raspberries include Latham, Boyne, Killarney, and Newburgh. Again, in March or early April, you want to remove all weak, diseased, and damaged canes at ground level. Leave the most vigorous canes. Those can be selected by any that are approximately a quarter inch in diameter when measured about 30 inches from the ground. After thinning, these remaining canes should be spaced about 6 inches apart. On any canes that remain, prune out the tips of the canes that have died back due to winter injury. You want to prune back all the way to live tissue. If the canes have suffered little winter dieback, such as a warm winter like this one, remove at least the top one quarter of the canes. This tip removal or heading back will prevent the canes from becoming top-heavy and bending over under the weight of the crop. Again, to obtain maximum yields, you should confine your red raspberries to a 1 to 2 foot wide hedgerow, and any shoots growing beyond this should be dug up and destroyed using a rototiller or spade. If you have yellow raspberries, you may have a summer-bearing or fall-bearing variety. Honey Queen is one popular summer-bearing variety, and fall-bearing varieties may include Fall Gold, Golden Harvest, or Anne varieties. Pruning of summer-bearing yellow raspberries would include removing all weak, diseased, and damaged canes at ground level. Again, leaving the most vigorous canes, you would keep those that are approximately a quarter of an inch diameter, 30 inches above the ground, and prune to about 6 inches apart. Prune out the tips of the canes that have died back due to winter injury to live tissue, or remove at least the top quarter of the canes. Similarly, with fall-bearing yellow raspberries, you have two options. You can prune back to prune out all the weak, diseased, and damaged canes at ground level, leaving the largest and most vigorous, and cut back any tips that remain. With the fall-bearing, you want to remove at least one-third, top one-third of the canes. And again, this option will provide two crops during the year. Your second option would be to prune all the canes back to ground in late winter and early spring. And again, this pruning option would reduce them to a single crop, but a larger crop, in late summer and early fall. Purple raspberries are also good to prune in late winter and early spring. Remove all small wheat canes, leaving only the 4 or 5 largest, most vigorous ones per clump. Cut back any lateral or side branches to 18 inches in length. If you have black raspberries, pruning them in March or early April, you would want to remove all small and weak canes, leaving only your 4 to 5 largest, most vigorous canes per clump, and cut back on your black raspberries, lateral side branches back to 12 inches in length. So for your purple raspberries, you want to cut your lateral branches back to 18 inches. Black raspberries, cut them back to about 12 inches in length. For more yard and garden answers, give us a call at the Cass County Extension Office, 243-1132. You can also call the ISU Hortline at 515-294-3108. For Iowa State University Extension and Outreach, I'm Kate Olson.